This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Turn my mic on. Subject: I'm whipped in more ways than one. Okay? I'm whipped in more ways than one. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to my wife for over 10 years, and we have 5 kids. Now, before we got married, my wife was in a crazy relationship, and over time, our arguments would get increasingly worse because this is what she's used to. In the first 2 years of our marriage, we argued daily about stupid stuff. I would never have married this woman if I knew she would be this upset all of the time. I'm miserable, but I can never leave her because her sex is so amazing. It's so amazing. It has a hold on me. We've broken up before, and I moved out, but that thing of hers just keeps calling me. So I always end up going back to her. Right after we have a really bad argument, we end up in the bedroom, and she makes it all better. Aww. My kids are witnessing our arguments, and I don't want them to think this crazy relationship is okay. I want to take my kids and leave, but I can't leave without this woman and the way she puts it down. I can't live without her and the way she puts it down. When I was younger, I would hear old men talk about how a woman could get you pee-whipped. I'm living proof that this is true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a... Huh?
Pocketbook whip.
Do you know that's what we called it at my house, Jay? I'm in a lose-lose situation here. If I leave for good, my kids will blame me. If I stay with this woman and we continue to go through this, then they'll think the constant conflict is okay. I vowed for better or worse, and I try to keep my word. I just don't understand how she says she loves me, but we can't get along. I'm losing hope. I asked her to go to counseling, but she won't go. What should I do? Please advise. Yeah, this is a mess. This is a mess. No one wants to be with someone who argues all the time. I think there's a verse in the Bible in Proverbs about a contentious woman. You know, you'd rather live on the roof or something like that than to be in a home with a woman who does this. But you know what? I suggest counseling a lot. I'm really going to have to suggest it for you guys, because at least in counseling, they will teach you how to resolve conflict and how to resolve arguments in a peaceful way. And guess what? If she won't go, you go by yourself. You go. So when she does start, at least she'll have a better way of resolving things when she does start arguing. She is really the one who needs to go, because according to your letter, she's the one that starts arguments all the time, and you're saying that's what she's used to. So she's had a string of relationships where she's been in relationships where they argue. Someone's got to put a stop to this, and if not the both of you, you've got to step out as the head of the household and the man and do something about it. I strongly suggest some sort of marital counseling. And like I said, if she won't go, you need to go by yourself so you can bring what you've learned back to the house, and maybe that will help. Maybe that will help. I understand you have 5 children. You don't want them to see this, so you need to take action and do something now. All right? Junior, you want to go next? We're going to hear from all the guys today. Steve is out, by the way.
Shirley, I hate to say it, but I totally disagree with you, Shirley.
And that's fine.
I truly do. I really don't see no problem in this letter because of my lifestyle and everything. Uh-huh. But I just get amazing sex equals shut up.
Oh, that's what you saw.
Yeah. Amazing sex equals shut up. Let her say what she want to say. Uh-huh. I'm going to be here for this amazing sex, because right now in my life, I'm not getting it. So I'm going to have to just shut up.
Wow.
Say what you want to say. You ain't got no job. I'm going to shut up. Why the bill's late? Shut up. I'm not going to say nothing, but when we get in this room, though, I'm happy.
That's funny because men and women are so different. It's hard for women after an argument to feel romantic and get in the mood. But
I don't know
what she's
saying.
Different for men, huh? Different for men. They don't care. You argue whatever. You're still
going in there. I'm going in here. Matter of fact, I done got cussed out and I still turned the lights off. I'm in this bed.
Stupid. You're stupid.
I don't care what I'm talking about. I'm rubbing oils on. I didn't just freshen.
But you just got cussed out, Junior.
I don't care. Shoe in the hallway. Pants in the doorway. By the time I get to that bed, there's nothing there for me. Amazing sex equals shut up. I'm through. Matter of fact,
that's
I'm
all
shut
it
up.
Takes. That's all it takes. Wow. All right, Jay, we have a couple of just a few seconds. You can start your answer and then come back, and we'll hear from the rest of you and Tommy.
I have to agree with Junior. I can't think of nothing a man won't
a man.
Do. Getting electrocuted. Yep, have done it. Stood in the rain. Yep. Fight a bull. We'll finish this.
But you guys always talk about how much women talk and you want us to shut up and all of that. None of that matters in the bedroom.
At some point, they shut up, and then that's when it's great. You can talk while we're doing it, and I don't care.
I think you're whipped, Jay. I think you're one of the ones.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have part two of Jay's response, and then we're going to hear from you-know-who, the nephew, after this.
Recap
today's Strawberry Letter. And then we'll get to part two of your response, Jay. And then we'll hear from you-know-who, the nephew. Okay. Mm. Subject, I'm whipped in more ways than one. A man wrote this letter. He's upset because his wife argues all the time. He said, it's a crazy relationship. Our arguments get increasingly worse because that is what she's used to. Sometimes they argue in front of the kids. The kids know about it. They have 5 kids. He doesn't like that. But he says he can't leave because the sex is so good. Well, excuse me. The sex is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. That's better than so good, I guess. Yeah. He says even if he's moved out, and he's done that before, it keeps calling him. Mm-hmm. Calling him back.
Yeah. Yes. We've all been called by it.
Yeah, he says he wants to take his kids and leave, but he can't live without this woman and the way she puts it down in the bedroom. He says when he was younger, he heard old men talk about how a woman could get you pee-whipped, and he says he's living proof that that is true. What he wants to know is he doesn't understand, actually, why she says she loves him, but she keeps this argument of behavior going on, and that he's asked her to go to counseling, but she won't go. I said he's going to have to go on his own because something has to be done about this. You don't want to argue in front of the kids and make a bad situation even worse. So Junior said he vehemently disagrees with me because he doesn't care what she does. He's in the bed. She can cuss him out or whatever. Yeah. He's right there in the bed with the lights off.
Yeah. Amazing sex equals shut up.
Jay pretty much agrees with Junior.
Pretty much.
And you can finish your answer. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I'm going to give you a list of complaints that I've heard while having sex, but I did not stop because I was so focused as to what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
So I was happy. So what I hear, I just kind of blocked it out. Stuff like, I don't like the way your mama make dress. And what the hell that got to do with anything? I'm focused on what I'm doing. You know when you finish, you're going to have to put some air in that front tire. I don't give a damn. That ain't got nothing to do with what we doing. I'm doing what I'm doing here. You know, I'm focused on that, you know. You know, and you're not asking me, but I think your sister's picked up a little weight. You say what you got to say. I'm focused on what I'm doing.
It doesn't matter to you guys, huh?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And you know, when you finish, I think you should clean them gutters. That's what you need to do, clean them down. But because I was focused, I did not stop. You know, I'm focused. She said something like, I don't like chocolate. I could care less. I could care less if the woman don't like chocolate. You know, stuff like, let's go see that new Idris Elba movie. I'm staying focused. I'm focused on what I'm doing. So for me and Junior, there ain't a damn
nothing
thing you can say to me that can throw me off game because good cookie equals concentrate.
You barely get it out, Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
men and women are completely different in this.
And thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God. But there is one among us that we haven't heard from.
Oh, no.
Please step up to the mic and state your name.
Nephew Tommy, right here. I am the number one cookie monster. So let's go ahead and get down to it. You know what? I think all the men agree that we are not walking away from something this good. We not. Uh-huh. Here's what you should do. Go to the doctor, come back, and claim that you have gone deaf. You understand? Now you can't hear a damn thing she's saying. And she know you deaf. That right there stops all the arguments, and the cookie is still there. When you watching TV, put it on closed caption. Have this woman think her man has gone deaf. And guess what? You're through listening to her now. All right? Now you have sex in peace and quiet. Yes. Both of y'all learning sign language together. You doing something so y'all can communicate. You don't worry about getting cussed out in sign. It's cool. All you know is you trying to shut her up and keep the good cookie. It's a way to do it. I know it's frustrating to get cussed out and then been told to get naked right after that. That's frustrating. What you need? Go deaf. Go deaf.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do it. Not in Junior's world. He doesn't care.
Well, Junior don't care. Junior just know that's good cookie. But see, when you get my age, I ain't got time to hear all that hollering at me. Go deaf. You know? Or take your car, run it into a telephone pole, then get out, you deaf. You see what I'm saying? Do something.
Come up
to
and be
help
deaf.
The situation.
Yeah.
She put him on him, man.
Yeah.
Make him get cussed out and come right back. Yeah. Call him all kind of names.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But the kids, though, guys, they're arguing in front of the kids.
Go
you don't want them
in your room.
Cookie do that, Shirley. Cookie have you arguing in front of everybody. Cookie would do that.
What you say, Junior?
Go in your room.
Don't let me have to tell you again.
I'm not going to tell you no more. Let your mama finish.
I did want to ask you guys this. Is it true that you would hear older men say when you were younger that a good woman could get you whipped like that?
Man.
Is that true?
Oh, I told some dudes back home what I wasn't going to do.
Uh-huh.
And they told me, you going to do it.
Isn't it weird how when you would hear old men talk, you know, like, when I grew up, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. I ain't
buying that.
And now here we are. We done it all.
Yeah. But what did you say? What did you say the Bible said, Shirley?
There's a verse in Proverbs.
Better
right
to live
second.
On a corner of a hot tin roof than live in a house with
a contentious woman, with an arguing
woman. How about he just stay on the roof and just come downstairs and get some cookie when he wants to and go back up
that
on that roof?
Sense. Because he's
Does
a father.
Does the Bible say anything about ye with a good cookie? That in there?
Jay.
Yeah.
Wow, guys. All right, well, listen, we do have to get out of here. Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.